Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Great Barrington Fire Department extinguished a house fire in Housatonic on Friday afternoon at about 2 p.m. Great Barrington Fire Department received a report of a possible structure fire at 217 Highland Street. When they arrived, they observed heavy smoke coming from the roof of the 2.5-story single-family home. Requesting a second alarm, firefighters also determined the family was home at the time of the fire but was able to evacuate safely. Following a preliminary investigation, it's believed the fire originated in a wood stove chimney. Several area departments provided mutual aid. The Sheffield Fire Department, Great Barrington Police Department, Southern Berkshire Ambulance, and Monterey Fire Departments, as well as the Egremont and Stockbridge Fire Departments, for their support in covering Great Barrington's fire station. A 43-year-old Stamford, New York woman is due in court on December 20th following her arrest on a felony charge linked to a domestic dispute, according to state police. Tanya M. Rivas was arrested Friday in Stamford, charged with second-degree assault, a felony. During the dispute, it struck the victim with a closed fist, causing a laceration above the eye, and allegedly throwing a vase at the victim, which resulted in a head laceration, according to police. Toys for Tots giveaways continue this week, today at the Wasaic Firehouse from 11 to 3, and tomorrow at the Legion Hall in Wingdale from 11 to 4. You're please asked to direct families that may need assistance in that direction. Well, if it's Monday, it's Community Supper Day at the Berkshire South Regional Community Center, Chrissy Road, in Great Barrington from 5 until 6 p.m. The Wasaic Communion Community page passed along this. Santa's helpers that drive the big yellow bus will be collecting toys and food through December 19th. Boxes will be at the following locations: Little Professors, Talk of the Town Deli, Richie's Deli, Amenia Town Hall, Conklin's Garage, or drop off at the Weavertuck Bus Garage. Coming up on Tuesday, the Town of Salisbury Zoning Board of Appeals has a special meeting that comes up at 5 o'clock upstairs in the meeting room at Town Hall. In Falls Village on December 20th, the Lee H. Kellogg Winter Concert is being held at the Lee H. Kellogg School at 6:30, including music of the Beatles, Cyndi Lauper, Styx, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and more. Coming up on Wednesday the 20th, the Sharon Conservation Commission has their regular meeting set for 7 p.m. That'll be at Sharon Town Hall. An evening for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Their third annual Chicken Pot Pie Dinner, sponsored by the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, will be held on Thursday the 21st in the Hunt Room. The cost of the dinner, which includes pot pie with mashed potatoes, dessert, and beverage, $30 per person. Alcohol is not included. The evening will include a performance by the Housatonics. Dinner begins at 6. Because the seating is a limited reservation event, reservations are required. For reservations or more information, 860-435-0030. Proceeds from the dinner benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association youth skiing programs. There'll be a special town meeting in the town of Salisbury that will happen at Salisbury Town Hall on Thursday at 7:30 to see what action the town will take with respect to approval of expenditure of over $178,000 to purchase an aquatic plant harvester and enactment of an amendment ordinance number 76, section 5 of the town of Salisbury ordinances. Provide that beginning in November 2019, the three alternate members of the Planning and Zoning Commission will be elected rather than appointed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. A copy of the proposed amendment to the ordinance is on file at the Office of Town Clerk in advance of that meeting. This year's annual Santa Run will be on Saturday, December 23rd. Santa will be starting in Wingdale at 12 p.m. Dover Santa will start at 3 p.m. This year's routes will be the same as last year's. In the case of an emergency call, fire trucks will be responding and updates will be made. Let your friends and neighbors know and feel free to share this with other people. Chorus Angelica's choirs will present a musical on Saturday. The Training and Advanced Training choirs will present Angels in Training on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon on South Main Street. The Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir will collaborate for the performance, which is a mini Christmas Angelicus with seasonal readings and repertoire. The event is free and open to the public. In December 23rd, Hudson, in partnership with Wave Farm, Phil Klein's Unsilent Night returns for its second year, led by Phil Klein himself. Participants gather at the Hudson Public Square at Warren and 7th Street and march to the promenade. This year's parade route celebrates Hudson's lesser-traveled alleys and enclaves, winding through corridors and byways at 7 p.m. December 23rd in Norfolk Infinity Hall, months before becoming the youngest winner of NBC's The Voice, Connecticut native Sawyer Fredericks found his way into the hearts of music lovers with his rendition of I'm a Man of the Constant Sorrow. That'll be at 8 p.m. at Infinity Hall on December 23rd. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 24,651.74. The NASDAQ at 69,36.58, and the S&P 500 at 26,75.81. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.